Political activist and revolutionary Angela Davis emerged in the 1970s as a global communist icon. Recently, she proved she still has the power to spark debate, now as much as ever. She spoke at USC last week, and a lot's been said in the days following her visit. Campus was abuzz with equally heated reactions. Some were inspired and felt called to action.
Angela Davis is one of my role models, and as an activist and a writer, I just look up to her in so many ways. This served as inspiration and validation that, like, we're on the right track.
Others, well, not so much.
She is not the type of role model that, you know, as Republicans, as Americans, and as an African American, I would want to see, you know, espousing those beliefs.
That was from ATVN's interview with Jelani Smith, a representative from USC's College Republicans. Opinions differ on Angela Davis, but what did she actually say during her visit to draw such polarizing reactions? She encouraged students to question authority.
Speak back. We always have to speak back to power. So this is a very important historical conjuncture. And let me say that we can never predict when change is going to come. No one could have predicted that the Montgomery bus boycott was going to unleash a movement.
Davis has always been a fierce supporter of communist economics. Throughout her life as an activist, she's openly spoken out against global capitalism. Her talk on campus was no exception.
There can be no definitive triumph over racism unless we also challenge capitalism. That we have to draw connections with campaigns against sexism and homophobia and transphobia and against those who would put limitations on people with different abilities.
Before her visit, the USC College Republicans posted an image on Facebook that was later taken down. The image featured Davis with text superimposed over her face that read, "Shame on the groups responsible for bringing murderer, communist Angela Davis to campus tonight." It's important to note here that while Davis was charged with murder in 1970 in the deaths of four people, she was later found not guilty and absolved of all charges. During her two-year imprisonment and following her release, Angela Davis became a global figure in the civil rights movement. Racial and gender equality and prison reform have been her major social platforms. But her staunch support for communism has caused much controversy. Still, many students felt inspired and energized by Davis's revolutionary ideals.
I consider myself a revolutionary in a sense. It's definitely different than the 60s, but it's still informative in terms of how we can make a difference. You know, so how can we use our art forms to be able to create something that's different, but it's the same effect in terms of the movement that we want to create?
Campus media outlets and student groups have engaged in a constant back and forth since Davis's visit. But the overall impression is that freedom of speech and expression, regardless of dissenting opinions, should be upheld, especially in a university setting where differing minds converge.